This is episode 2293 of your daily meditation podcast. Welcome back. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored to guide you through our series this week. This is a fun series where you are manifesting your dreams as you meditate. There have been so many changes in the world because of the coronavirus. It's time to create a new you, to enhance those qualities that could make a big difference in your life in this new world we're living in. Now, remember, you don't need anything special along this journey because everything you need is within you. Every day this week, and as always, I'm sharing a journal prompt for you and a little extra inspiration on my stories on the Sip and Om Instagram. Now, it also goes to Facebook, I believe, as well. So I'll be sharing with you your journal prompt as well here on the podcast, because I know so many of you journal, and journaling is a big part of manifesting what you want because it gives you the clarity you need. There is a journal for you also on the Sip and Om meditation app, which you can try for an entire week free. On the app, you are guided more deeply into this week's series. So your journal prompt for today is to reflect on a time when you felt like your life was in sync and you believed in possibilities. I'll be guiding you through an experience of this today. I want to share with you some stories from a very good book that I read regarding people who manifested what they wanted in extenuating circumstances. This was actually a book about survivors, sometimes the sole survivors of catastrophes. And I don't remember the name of the book. I tried to find it, but I didn't come across it. I remember a particular story in this book where there was a woman who was on a flight and the plane started pummeling towards the ground, and she knew the plane was going to crash. It was a plane full of passengers. She ended up being the only survivor in the accident. What she said she did when the plane was clearly hurtling to the ground was she started looking for a way that she would survive. She started thinking, oh, I need my shoes on. Oh, I need to cushion my head. Oh, when the plane crashes, I'm going to go out this exit. She started looking for options to survive. She said that all around her, people were either completely silent or they were screaming, "We're going down, we're going down." She didn't even think about not surviving. Her instinct was survival. So she didn't have some special crystal in her pocket that she grabbed onto and just wished and hoped that she would manifest survival. No, she was actively engaged in what she wanted. And that's how to manifest things. I think that's the only way to manifest what you want. So this woman didn't give up, even though her plane was crashing. She knew she wanted to survive. So she looked for and thought of what she could do right around her in order to help her survive. And it worked. And you can do this too. In the book, there were many people who they interviewed who were the sole survivors of airplane crashes, and they did the same thing as that woman. They thought about what they were going to do when the plane hit the ground. They thought about how they were definitely going to survive. So as you consider what you want to manifest in your life that you'll be focusing on all week long, I invite you now to settle yourself down and make yourself nice and comfortable in your meditation space and begin to reflect on what's right in front of you, what's right around you that will help you in your pursuit. This is a pursuit of you going after what you want, not waiting for it to happen to you, but rather making it happen for you. As you do your challenge this week to wake up in the morning and spend some time visualizing what you want to manifest and how you need to show up in order to manifest that. Do you need more focus? Do you need a little more peace in your life to calm down and enjoy your life more? Do you need help so you could reach out to others? You'll be guided with the affirmation for this week. All good things come to me. All good things come to me. Begin to notice your breath, the rhythm and flow of your life force, your breath. Notice how you feel today and honor your emotions. Bring to mind what you want to manifest. Clearly see yourself manifesting what you want. What would you need to do? How would you need to be? Now, with your spine straight, your eyes closed and gently elevated upward, repeat out loud, with full force, awakening your consciousness. All good things come to me. All good things come to me. All good things come to me. Now, repeat the affirmation in a whisper. All good things come to me. All good things come to me. Beautiful. Now, allow yourself to sit in stillness, meditating for however long you feel comfortable doing so. Always end your meditation on a high note. knowing you are so worth slowing down